Let's take our Bibles, please. As we open to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, I begin to read from verse 39. And tonight we're looking at connecting to the Shekinah glory. Connecting to the Shekinah glory. And I want you to listen very carefully. Connecting to the Shekinah glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, when we say glory, it talks about splendor. When we say glory, it talks about shining. When we say glory, it talks about something that exposes you, causes you to be celebrated. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39, it begins a very powerful analysis of glory. Please listen very carefully to tonight's message and pray the prayers like a man or woman from another world. There are prayers and there are prayers. Sometimes a single prayer point can cover 100 prayer points. I am believing God that there will be somebody here tonight who, after leaving this meeting, be a terror to the enemy. If you are that person, let your amen be loud. 1 Corinthians 15:39. All flesh is not the same flesh. There is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. If they give you bush meat to eat, and they give you fish and chicken to eat, it's possible you'll be able to discern what you are eating. That's what the Bible said. All flesh is not the same. I assume that I have not eaten a man before, so I won't mention that one. 40. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. Those who live in heaven above, the kind of bodies they have is different from our body. That's what he's saying. The bodies of the angel is different from the body of man. The body of a ghost is different from the body of a human being. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. Even amongst those stars, one star differs from another star in glory. So the Bible says there are different kinds of glory. But the master of all glory, the masterpiece of all glory put together, the glory of God. And if you have ever seen a rainbow in your life, and you just stare at that rainbow, and you study it, it gives you a small idea of what the glory of God looks like. Only a tiny portion of the glory of God has ever been revealed to man. Only a tiny portion of the glory of God can be understood by the human mind. The dimension of our mind is so limited, and our brain has so much limitation, that you cannot even imagine what the glory of God looks like. The glory of God is rich. It is excellent, powerful, it's pure, majestic, it's holy, it's great. It's awesome. It's beautiful. And it's curative and medicinal. Words are not enough to describe the glory of God. Perhaps many of you will now understand why most times you hear me singing, "Be thou exalted, O Lord, above thy heavens." Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let thy glory be upon all the earth. Let thy glory be upon all. That's the mystery of that song. And our traditional choruses we used to sing when we got born again, which in most cases are being thrown out now. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come Many of us don't know the power of those songs and those prayers. We do respect, even including those who are singing it. They have no clue what they are saying. In Luke chapter 2, something that has never happened before has just happened. The Son of God is visiting the earth. Let us see how this was announced. In Luke chapter 2, Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. Look at what the scripture is saying here from verse 8. Luke chapter 2 verse 8. Luke 2 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And what was the effect on those men? What was the effect? And they were so afraid. Just a little bit of that glory was what the shepherds saw. The Bible said they were so afraid. And the angel had to say unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Can you imagine what it would have been like that night? This shepherd just there on the field. Everybody was busy in Bethlehem doing one thing or the other, registering for the census. All the hotels were overcrowded. Augustus has ordered people to go and be counted. And this poor expectant mother and her husband came. They came to register at Bethlehem, but they could not get a place to stay. They had to pick this place, this lowly place. And these shepherds just there quietly watching over their flocks at night, not knowing that they were soon about to witness something that would change the life of the whole world. Something that would change their lives, change the life of the whole world, that would change them forever. They did not know that very soon that darkness of the night would be shattered, and an unusual appearance will come, and that they will see every messenger, and they will experience firsthand the Shekinah glory of God. That glory of God, which these shepherds experienced, and they saw it, and they were afraid, is what is known as the Shekinah glory of God. As the angel appeared before the shepherd, all around them shone with amazing glory. The unapproachable light in which God dwells, which no man can look at. The Shekinah glory is so glorious and so brilliant. So when it appears, there is no need for the sun, there is no need for any light, there is no need for electricity. It is light that radiates splendor. The Shekinah glory of God is a cloud of intolerable brightness. And that's what those people saw that day. Woe to God that you will experience that glory. Woe to God that you will have that manifestation. Then your life will be rearranged and totally changed. The Bible tells us that Stephen looked steadfastly towards heaven and he saw the glory of God. And when he saw the glory of God, all the stones they were throwing at him had no effect. Couldn't feel it anymore because it was enveloped by that glory. I am praying for somebody here tonight. That anything that does not want you to experience His glory, every enemy of the Shekinah glory in your life shall be buried by fire. That amen is not loud enough. I think that amen is still not loud enough. You know, say, what is Shekinah glory? What really is it? It is that light of God, which is unapproachable, which no man can look at. It is that glorious light of God that is so brilliant there is no need for a sun. It is that white shining cloud of uncommon brightness. That's the Shekinah glory. It is the supernatural light or
cloud
that appears on the mercy seat that they place in the Holy of Holies. Because in the Holy of Holies, there is a mercy seat. Above the mercy seat, there is a supernatural light or cloud that used to be there. It comes down there in that Holy of Holies. That's the Shekinah glory. It is a special manifestation. A special manifestation or revelation of the power of the Almighty. That's the Shekinah glory. It is the visible sign of God's presence that comes into the Holy of Holies in Scripture. It is that glorious presence of God that travels from the throne of God to shine upon men on earth. It is therefore a glorious experience if it happens in your life. Things will begin to take shape. Some have experienced this before in their dreams. They see themselves with this bright light. Sometimes they open their eyes and still see the light all over their rooms. Such people have encountered the Shekinah glory. And they will have climbed on that ladder to achieve greater things for God. The Shekinah is the glory of God that dwells within the veil in the holiest place. It is that overshadowing power of God that anoints, that empowers, that delivers, that protects. Because woe befall any power that wants to attack somebody who has been enveloped by the glory of God. It is that overshadowing power of God that refreshes, it incubates, and prospers the saints of God. Shekinah. It is the presence of God that seals the saints. It seals them for the miraculous. It is that presence of God that enables the children of God to mesmerize and confuse their enemies. It is that presence of God that travels with saints wherever they go to protect them and to preserve them. To preserve them, to protect them. The Bible says in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 19. Exodus 14, 19. Exodus chapter 14, verse 19. Says this, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud, which is the Shekinah glory of God, went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. It was a cloud and darkness to them. But he gave light by night to this, so that no one came near the other at all in the night. The presence of that glory cloud, which was usually at the front of the Israelites and they followed. Now, when he knew the enemies were pursuing them, the cloud moved to their back in a double-edged sword manner. To the Israelites, it provided light. To the enemies, it gave them darkness. And as far as that cloud remained there, there was nothing the enemy could do that night. There is a presence, beloved, that is readily available to those who are ready to sacrifice and to pay a deep price to maintain a closer walk with God. A lot of believers are not really ready to pay any price to move close to God. Many Christians just want to get by. They don't really want to understand God himself. There is a beautifying presence that goes with the saints. In fact, to be quite honest, it was this beautifying presence Lucifer was enjoying before pride entered into his head. The Shekinah glory is a visible manifestation of divine presence. The Shekinah glory, it comes from an Hebrew word meaning to cause to dwell. Cause it to dwell. It's a divine visitation of the presence or dwelling of Jehovah God on human beings. It is the dwelling place of the Almighty God amongst men. The Shekinah is divine presence. A revelation of the holy in the midst of human beings. The first time we noticed this Shekinah glory was when the Israelites were leaving Egypt. There was a cloud pillar in the day and fiery pillar by night. And at the crossing of the Red Sea, this cloud came again. This is the Shekinah. The Shekinah glory is a kind of heaven come down experience that brings the fullness of God into manifestation. It brings the tabernacle of God down to the earth to dwell with man. It reveals the reality of God to the human race. So to have the Shekinah glory of God coming upon you then is to have a face-to-face encounter with the Almighty. In Ezekiel chapter 3, when Ezekiel encountered this glory of God, the man could not stand, could not walk. The Bible says he fell on his face. His body system could just not cope with it. The presence was so awesome, the muscles and bones of his feet gave way, and the once energetic prophet became a jelly. But by the time that glory came upon him and he got up, was a different person. No man encounters the Shekinah and remains the same. It will change your perception of God. The aura of that Shekinah upon you becomes something that moves your life forward in the pathway. Bible says, when Stephen stood before the elders to answer questions, the Bible says his face was transformed to the face of an angel. His face glowed with the Shekinah glory of God. It was under a very strong unction of the Holy Ghost after this particular encounter. This is why we need to pray today. You see, the principle of scripture is very simple. It says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Say, seek and ye shall find. Say, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For whosoever asks, receives. Whosoever seeks, finds. Whosoever knocks, the door shall be opened unto him. So if you do not ask, you don't get. Moses prayed one day and said, God, show me your glory. And he prayed that prayer. Look at the prayer in Exodus 33, verse 18 to 19. Exodus 33, 18 to 19. Exodus 33, 18 to 19. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness to pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I am gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. He said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And verse 22. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the crypt of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And Moses saw it. And when God did that and Moses saw it, the face of Moses shone. He never knew it. He did not know that a glorious radiance was coming from his face. When the people of Israel saw the way the face shone, fear came upon them because of the awesomeness of the Shekinah glory. When you are enveloped by the Shekinah glory, you become a walking terror to the kingdom of darkness. That's why I'm praying for somebody here that tonight, before you leave this garden, you shall encounter the Shekinah glory. Your amen is too weak. Let your amen be loud and clear. When you encounter that Shekinah glory, where you appear, the enemy will quake and be afraid. Just your mere appearance throws panic into the camp of the enemy. The Shekinah glory evacuates and expels demons that are trying to take refuge inside people. It is not possible for any evil thing to withstand the shining of the Shekinah glory. For over 160 years, nobody was speaking in tongues again in the history of the church. But then there was a black man. His name is Timon. He was a black, illiterate shoemaker. And it's Thomas. He was praying in the United States of America. He was praying for the outpouring of God's power. His prayer point was very simple. Oh God, I want to see your glory and power. That's what this black man was praying. He started praying. As he was praying and praying and praying, one day breakthrough came. The Lord appeared and spoke to him and said, my son, how long do you pray? He said, 1 hour. God said, double it. It took him time, but he increased to 2 hours. Again, God said, my son, how long are you praying now? He said, 2 hours. He said, double it. He kept doubling it. Kept doubling it until he spent 16 hours on his knees daily. Then, heavens opened. He was a poor shoemaker and he was not too tall. So he would arrange 3 cartons and he would climb on it. That was the pulpit of this man. And as he stood on those 3 cartons and begins to minister, the power of God began to fall upon people. And people began to speak in tongues again. And the effect spread to Europe, spread to Asia, spread to Africa. This man did not keep his generation waiting for him to manifest. He manifested the glory and presence of God and brought God's glory down to his generation. Hear me and hear me well, beloved. You have no right to die without shining forth the glory of God. Would there be somebody here tonight who will shout this loud and clear? Say, my Father, I want to experience your glory. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a strong connection between the Shekinah glory and the miraculous. There have been meetings when people began to call the glory of God down. And there was a man in that meeting, he had an accident. His gum broke. There was not a single teeth in his mouth. As the glory fell, he fell down. And he fell down and began to laugh. And as he laughed under that anointing, by the time the prayer would stop, his teeth were complete in his mouth. Because the glory of God came down. There have been people who came to meetings, all kinds of terrible situations, people whose organs are missing in their body. By the time the glory came upon them, sometimes they are not able to stand on their feet. And things just happen to them. And they just find out that which they say was not in their body again. The Shekinah glory that enveloped them had caused a creative miracle to happen. When we begin to pray today, if you can focus and concentrate and forget any problem you brought here, and just focus on that prayer. Focus on that prayer. Focus on that prayer. A time will come. As you continue to focus on that prayer, his presence will fall. And at that level, anything is possible. In the presence of the Shekinah glory, there are immeasurable blessings you can receive. Under the influence of the Shekinah glory, you can have a personal contact with the living God. A personal contact with living God. It was under the influence of the Shekinah glory that man who wanted to commit suicide just found that an angel of God came to him. And the angel opened his head the way you open a can and brought out a long rope. And from that day, the urge of kill yourself disappeared. When you encounter that Shekinah glory, you receive angelic ministration. The angels of God come and they begin to minister to you. When you encounter that Shekinah glory, you have clear divine guidance. When you encounter the Shekinah glory, you begin to have deep understanding of the Bible you are reading, deep understanding of what's going on around you, deep understanding of the kind of human beings you are dealing with, deep understanding about what's going on in your life. when you encounter that Shekinah glory. When you encounter the Shekinah glory, you encounter comfort and encouragement. When you encounter the Shekinah glory, you will key into supernatural abilities that people think you don't have. Then you start having divine visions and revelations and trances and dreams. When you encounter the Shekinah glory of God, stubborn yokes that will be saying, break, 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 will break to pieces of their own accord. Is there anybody here tonight who wants stubborn yokes to break? You need to cry to the heavenlies and say, my Father, show me your glory. My Father, show me your glory. When you encounter the Shekinah glory, there will be physical and spiritual healing. Those who are sick spiritually, who are sick physically, sicknesses melt away because of the encounter with the Shekinah glory. When you encounter the Shekinah glory, a bit of God's nature is imparted into you, and your life's burdens are lifted away. When you encounter the Shekinah glory of God, joy, peace, strength begins to flow into the totality of your being. When you encounter the Shekinah glory of God, wisdom begins to enter into your inner man. The kind of wisdom, when you start putting it in your business, put it in things, you will be the only one who does that kind of thing. When you encounter the glory of God, times of refreshing comes. Obeying God will not be so difficult again. Then you will have joy and gladness. Because no sorrow can penetrate the Shekinah glory. Inside the Shekinah glory, there is a cleansing power. And it's there. In most cases, the joy of salvation is restored. And the right spirit is grown within us. And those who are just coming to church who have been perverted, twisted, spotted from the world, damaged, under the influence of the Shekinah glory, they are repaired. A lot of instructions, messages, teachings, revelation, information come under the Shekinah glory's anointing. Under that Shekinah glory, our strength is renewed. And we can now begin to teach others the way of the Lord. They will begin to find mercy at the time of need. Under that Shekinah glory. No wonder. The devil tries so hard to keep people from going this far. The devil struggles so hard to keep people at the lower level, where they will not approach that light, where they cannot get close to it. I pray that whatever barrier will prevent anyone tonight from encountering the Shekinah glory will be swept away by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, let your amen be loud. But then, there are a few things that chases us away from that Shekinah glory. We have to deal with those enemies. The anti-Shekinah enemies, anti-Shekinah glory, we need to deal with them. The first one is distractions. Distractions. The undisciplined mind is always a great obstacle. Remove yourself from distractions that will be causing your mind to wander and wander and wander away. The second hindrance is lack of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You need to be treating the Holy Spirit as a person. Because it's a person, not a thing. It's a person, not a thing. You deal with him the way you deal with fellow human beings. Number three is what we call wholesale praying. That is non-specific prayer. You are not really asking for a specific thing. You are just praying general prayer, general prayer, general prayer. When somebody says, my Father, show me your glory, he's praying a specific prayer. All the mechanical prayer, they are distractions to getting the glory of God upon your life. Hindrance number four is lack of baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You should receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Next distraction is looseness in the mouth. That is, you talk too much. You talk too much. And as you talk too much, you waste your anointing away. That's why most of godly people, most godly people don't talk much. Most very, very godly people don't talk too much. But if you are a parrot, a distraction, the glory will not fall. We need to take some serious actions here tonight. For you to experience the Shekinah glory, the first key is preparation. You must prepare to receive him as if somebody is preparing to receive a visitor. As if you are trying to receive a special visitor. If, for example, they say the president wants to visit your house, even if you don't do anything, you will sweep the ground now. You will dust the tables. You will arrange the place. If your toilet is in the mess, you try and wash it. Because if the president wants to visit your house. So if you are expecting the Shekinah glory, you make preparation to accommodate him in a clean, attractive, and befitting place. First thing is preparation. Meaning that in your life, every aspect of sin must be removed. All the playing games with God must be removed. Your relationship with God will be either yes or no. Not yes, no, no, yes, yes or no. All secret sin must be removed. All cleverly concealed sin must be confessed and forgotten, and you must forsake them. That's preparation number one. When you have done the preparation, the next point is to invite that Shekinah glory. Just like Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory. If you abandon the preparation stage and you begin to say, show me your glory, show me your glory, the glory may come around you, but cannot come upon you because the vessel you are provided is very dirty. Three, you must wait and tarry for it. Wait and tarry for it. Many times God does not show up in your situation in a flash. Sometimes we need to wait and tarry for him, like the people did at the day of Pentecost. The fourth point is that you must hunger and thirst for it. The Bible says, blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled. In order to attract Shekinah glory into your life, you must hunger, thirst for it. Hunger and thirst, they are not very good feelings. They are very aggressive feelings. If you want this special visitor to pay you a visit, you need to show him that you are desperately in need of him and that you are hungry for him. I remember the story of that little boy who asked his father, said, I want the power of God in my life. I want to operate in that power. And he said, Daddy, how can I do it? I want to exhibit the power of God. I want to advertise the power of God in my generation. His father, an old pastor, said, You want to manifest the power of God? Follow me. And he followed his father. And they went into this running stream where they baptized people. The father walked into the stream. This boy followed his father into the stream. As he got to the stream, all of a sudden, the man pounced on the boy and pushed him inside the water. And the boy was struggling to get out. As the man struggled, the man kept his head under. After some time, the father allowed him to come up. Panting. After you had done that, the father now said, son, when I push your head under this water now, what did you need most on earth? The boy said, fresh air. Say, listen, when you desire the power, the way you desire the air now, when I was pushing your head down, it will come upon you. So you got to be as hungry and as thirsty as that. Those who hunger and thirst for God, they don't do Sunday medicine. Some people just come to church on Sunday and they come even late and they say that we have attended church. No, it's a lie. You cannot survive on 1 meal per week. So there's no sense in just coming on Sunday and just saying you want the power of God. It's not possible. The hunger and the thirst. When a person is really, really hungry, he wouldn't be bothered whether there is salt in the food or there is no salt. The aggression to satisfy the hunger, he will swallow it. It's when a person is not too hungry, you say, this one is destined like this, this one has no soul, this one is because he's hungry yet. That's the kind of feeling you need when you want to encounter the Shekinah. We're going to pray here this evening. When it comes upon you, nobody needs to tell you. You will know. And if it's avoiding you, nobody needs to tell you too. You will know. I want you to understand this very well. And you can deceive everybody. You can even attempt to deceive yourself. But you cannot deceive God. A friend of mine was failing all his available examinations. And his mother, who was very concerned, took him to a prophet in the church. And he arrived at that church. My friend said he was a bit worried because, number one, the church was like a sitting room. And the whole place was in smoke of incense. And there was a man at the end of the church playing samba drum. And they started this aggressive, serious, wicked praise worship. And as they started, it was the prophet who first of all somersaulted and was rolling on the floor. Later, all the small choir they had, all the members were rolling on the floor too. Then all those who came to church began to fall down one by one. They were rolling on the floor. And they were saying, Shim Baba, Shim Baba, Shim Baba, 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 Shim Baba, Shim Baba, Shim Mama, Shim Mama. And they were rolling on the floor. My friend did not fall down. Nothing was happening to him. But he was so embarrassed to see that he was the only one standing. So that they won't call him a devil. He took a dive. And began to say, Shim Mama, 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 on the floor. There was nothing moving him. He was just pretending. And that was a great mistake. Because when he left the place that day, something kept slapping him every 5 minutes until he got home. Tonight, don't deceive yourself. All eyes closed. If you need to sort out yourself with the Lord, I recommend you bow down your heads and do it now. We are here for serious business tonight. It will be a tragedy if you are in this meeting tonight and His glory passes you by. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. He has never failed His people. He will never fail His people. Very soon, when we begin to invite His glory to come down, healings will begin to take place here. Deliverance will begin to take place here. Destinies that have been destroyed will be restored. Destinies that are sinking before shall be recovered. But you need to ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that could hinder the Shekinah from appearing to you. The Bible says when the Shekinah glory came down on the temple, the people were not able to stand. They tried. As far as that cloud was there, they could not stand. Where the priest cannot even stand. Where those who came to minister cannot even stand. Is that where demons will stay? It's not possible. They will run out helter skelter. There are people here tonight that tonight's meeting will change their lives forever. Because they will cry to heavens. And the power of God shall alight upon their lives. Ask the Lord to forgive you of an area in which you have failed the master. And if you are here tonight, you are not born again. You have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Just do so now by saying what I'm saying after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is here. Makatenda le karibo sofontia. Dale kandara bosente. Amen. Rise up on your feet now. Two songs to sing, then plenty of prayers to pray. As we're singing that song, I'd like you to concentrate. Don't allow your mind to walk up and down. Believe God. Christianity is a supernatural thing. The Shekinah is not a fake thing. It's a reality. Come, O Lord, and fill me now.
Come, O Lord, and fill me now.
Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see your face.
I want to know the way of your glory.
Come, O Lord, and fill me now.
Come, O Lord, and fill me now.
Come, O Lord, and fill me now.
Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see your face.
I want to know the way of your glory.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me now.
Come, oh Lord, and
feed me now. Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see your
face. I want to know the way of your glory.
Louder, louder, louder.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me.
Come, oh Lord,
but I want to see your face.
But I want to see your face.
I want to know the way of your glory.
Come, oh Lord,
quiet, quiet, quiet.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me.
Come, oh Lord, and
but I want to see your face.
But I want to see your face.
I want to know the way of your glory.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me now.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me now.
But I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see your face.
I want to know
the way of your glory.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me.
Oh, come, oh Lord, and feed me now.
Come, oh Lord, and feed me now.
But I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to see your face.
I want to know
the way of your glory.
River Tapia,
let the glory of the Lord come down.
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 Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord 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 from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down.
Get yourself ready now. Shout this louder than anyone here. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Show me your glory. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Experience it. Encounter it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, experience it. Experience it. Experience it. Experience it. Mashopora katara bosanta. Father, let us see, let us know. Let us experience your glory. 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 Master Polycata. River Picala. Nakataraba. Nasantayaba. Amen. Amen. With your eyes closed, just lift up your eyes into the heavenlies. Don't look straight, just look up. Behold. Look up, look up, look up to the heavens. That's the glory coming upon you, coming upon you, coming upon you, coming upon you. Makatanda safala kaya bushenda. Ribosapia likatanda yaba. Aha, 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 aha. Amen. Silence. Tonight is tonight. Yes. Bakapote setendekia. Riba lekatandaka. Banaraba sapola bakapea. Barabaka sapola kaya boshanta. Riba sapia lekata. Father, let your glory descend. 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 Father, let your glory descend. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Something is happening over there. The light, the light. A great light from heaven is shining into the eyes of somebody over there. This is not a day to negotiate. Experience the power of God. Experience the glory of God. Amen. Let there be silence, beloved. Silence. Something is going to happen to 75 persons. All of a sudden, a bright light from heaven with a powerful wind of the Holy Ghost will fall upon such people. And when that happens to them, whatsoever, anything at all, that the enemy has used as a ladder to enter into your life, shall melt away. Like the morning dew. It's getting ready to start. Getting ready to start. That glory cloud from heaven is coming. It's 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 coming now. Upon those 75 persons, just have the power of God, the glory of God, falling upon your life. Going on, yes, that which has been serving as a ladder for the enemy to be attacking you. Look at what is happening. Yeah, whatever it is, cannot withstand the power of God. Say, my Father, let your voice be loud. Let it be louder than that. Show me your glory in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.